Edgar Allan Poe was never afraid to explore the dark side. His poems and stories tell of murder, mourning, and reanimation of the dead. And more than 150 years after his death, his fans are still eating it up. KJZZ's Tina Sieg explores a Phoenix festival dedicated to the writer and his morose prose.
If that cackle seems unsettling to you, well, at Poe Fest, that's the point. Actress Danette Porter is playing Mary Shelley, author of Frankenstein and one of Poe's contemporaries. Danette and her cohorts don't do readings, but full-on performances.
You come in, we scare the hell out of you, you leave.
Poe Fest is now in its fifth year, and its formula hasn't changed. Every Friday and Saturday this month, visitors are treated to two macabre tales in the Ghost Lounge of Hotel San Carlos in downtown Phoenix. Actors from Arizona Curriculum Theater present the pieces as inmates of a 19th century insane asylum. Danette plays the only non-Poe figure of the bunch, but she fits right in.
Terrors of my waking dream.
Imagine messy hair, a tattered nightgown, and crazy eyes.
Oh, I get to look ugly. All right. And the uglier, the better.
Then there's Beau Heckman. He embodies the lost soul at the center of Poe's The Black Cat.
I withdrew my arm from her grasp and buried the axe in her brain!
Heckman's character is a mild-mannered guy who's clearly taken a wrong turn into murder and abuse, but can't figure out why.
It's a deliciously dark piece. I feel like, that kind of energy that you get when you watch Anthony Hopkins do Hannibal Lecter. It's just that kind of compelling crazy that you can't take your eyes off, hopefully.
Heckman says there's safety in exploring that insanity on stage. As actors, he and Danette Porter feel just enough of a buffer between them and the darkness.
Like a tiger prowling in a cage.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
There's that cage right between us and the crazy.
Danette's husband and Poe Fest founder, James Porter, says flirting with the dark side isn't just for adults.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are Arizona Curriculum Theater, and we go into schools with this material to scare the hell out of your children.
All the shows at the San Carlos are now sold out, but James will be starring in a special performance on Halloween at the Rosin House. It'll just be James doing the Raven every 20 minutes in the supposedly haunted Victorian. That means he'll only have a few minutes between performances to catch his breath, maybe grab a drink of water, and then...
right back at it, once upon a midnight dreary.
And again, and again, and again. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.